ABC Radio Australia.
A bulk carrier responsible for a major environmental disaster in Solomon Islands has finally been refloated some 4 months after the ship was grounded near a remote island and spilt tons of toxic oil into the sea. Local communities have welcomed the development, but questions remain over who will pay for the cleanup operation and also the compensation claims, which are now being prepared by local tribes, as Evan Wasuka reports.
It's taken many months, but now the MV Solomon Trader has been refloated off a reef in Kangava Bay on Rennell Island. Loaded with ore from a bauxite mine on the island, it had run aground in rough seas in February and spilt more than 100 tons of heavy fuel oil into the sea not far from a World Heritage area. For the man at the head of the operation, the director of the National Disaster Management Office, Lottie Yates, it's a relief.
When we started this operation, the Solomon Island government had three major objectives. The first objective was to contain the oil, remove the oil. That was done. The next objective was to remove the wreck. That is now happening. And the third one is to clean up the environment. That is also going on. We are happy that we are almost there now in the three objectives that we started off with.
An environmental assessment is now underway, led by the Solomon Islands government with the University of Queensland and the University of Waikato. Mr. Yates says the assessment, which will look into the full extent of the damage caused by the grounding of the vessel and the oil spill, will have implications for future litigation.
Any court hearings that might go in relation to having compensation either for the landowners or what damage has been done to the environment, you know, that the usual stuff that takes place after incidents of this nature would now, and it's almost certain that the courts will come into the scene here.
Willie Sao Kaitu'u is a member of the Teha Katu'u tribe. Speaking on behalf of a committee representing his tribe, he says they've been badly affected by the oil spill.
So we got no issue.
We don't go fishing in the area because of advice from health authorities that it's not safe and it has affected our livelihood right until now.
And have affected our livelihood.
Mr. Kaitu'u says his tribe will be seeking help from a lawyer to help them file their claim.
We think that we should launch a claim because as we have areas that were affected by the wreckage and we've heard that there are other committees to also make a claim.
Since the grounding of MV Solomon Trader, the National Disaster Management Office and maritime agencies have been mobilized with an international response team on standby, financed by the insurer, along with assets from the Australian government. Mr. Yates says usually the insurer will meet the costs of the operation for incidents like this.
It depends very much as well on whether possibly the insurers will accept cost recovery from government or from DFAT or other agency who had put their hands up to support Solomon Island government in this. So there may be some way down the line cost recovery requested.
He says Australia, which provided early support, may well seek to recover costs from the insurer. Pacific Beat has sought comments from Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Solomon Islands Maritime Authority are still investigating the cause of the accident.